Today, we are interviewing Bert Cartwright, owner of the Cartwright Iron and Metal Company, Incorporated, just outside Mobile, Alabama. How long have you been in the scrap metal business, Mr. Cartwright?
All my life, I guess. At least as far back as I can remember.
You mean you worked as a child?
Oh, yeah. And so did my kids. I've been doing this work for almost 70 years. One of my first jobs was smashing old canning jars with a hammer to retrieve the zinc lids that held the glass tops. By the time I was 13, I was in charge of a group of hired men.
I wonder if you could tell us something about the scrap metal business and a little about the history of your own company.
Well, a lot of families in the scrap business started as poor immigrants in the eastern cities. Many families who run the trade today arrived in the great European migrations from the 1880s to the early 1900s. Certain ethnic groups tended to pick up the trade, mainly Jews from Eastern Europe and some Italians. They were generally farmers or grocers and knew nothing about metal. They started by gathering and recycling anything they could find. It was a business you could start with no money at all. They wandered around the city before dawn, picking up anything that could be reused and resold. They collected bits of cloth and bottles that they would clean and resell.
It doesn't sound like they could make much money that way.
No, but they didn't have a lot of options, and they were hard-working people. Sometimes they were able to save up enough out of their small earnings to buy a cart. Then they could pick up larger and heavier items like bricks and pipes. Next, they might be able to afford a horse. Then finally, they would buy some land. Today, they might have something like this company. It's not pretty, but it's worth a lot of money.
Is that how your family got started?
No, back in the 1890s, when my ancestors first arrived in America from Lithuania, they were in the cart-making trade. That's what our name means. A Cartwright is a person who makes carts.
But Cartwright is an English name, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. But immigrants in those days often changed their family names so they didn't sound so alien to the so-called Native Americans.
Where did your family first settle when they came to America?
They settled in Missouri first. Unfortunately, there were already enough cart makers in the region, and my great-grandfather had run out of money. He had just about enough left to buy wood to make a cart with. So he and his brother built a cart and became peddlers. They traveled here and there, buying and selling things at farms and villages. They traded everything imaginable, from eggs and vegetables to used farm tools and furniture.
Then a lot of their trading involved recycling.
Sure. Nobody just threw anything away in those days.
How did your great-grandfather's peddling business grow into the Cartwright Iron and Metal Company?
It wasn't a direct transition. For a while, in the 1920s, they had a string of stores and had even started a mail-order business. But they lost it all in the Great Depression.
How did the Cartwrights make their recovery?
During the Depression, my father and his brother started collecting scrap metal. They didn't make much money at that time, but World War II created a great need for metals. Junkyards, like my father's, became essential suppliers for the war effort. By the time I got out of the Navy after the war, my father was a rich man.
What about the scrap metal business today?
It's not an easy business, nor a pretty one, but the industrial world as we know it would not exist without us.
Thank you very much for sharing your family history with us, Mr. Cartwright. We have to pause here for a commercial break.